Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Today we've got updates from Ron Barron on Tesla's next generation vehicle, or comments rather, from Ron Barron on that vehicle. Got a few updates on the Tesla Cybertruck, some news on Tesla in China, and a few other items as well. All right, looking at the stock, Tesla today up 2.2%, closing at $214.65 for the week on the back of a strong macro environment. NASDAQ today up just over 2%. So probably mostly driving the Tesla movement for today. However, we did this morning, before market open, have comments from Ron Barron on CNBC. As usual, Ron Barron pretty positive, continues to be positive, bullish on Tesla. The headline here we can see from CNBC relates to comments that Ron Barron made on the next generation vehicle, or the $25,000 car that is coming from Tesla. So the exact quote from Ron Barron was, quote, "Wait till you see what's going to happen when all of a sudden they start selling cars instead of $40,000 a piece for $25,000 a peach." $25,000 a piece, which is going to happen in about a year or year and a half, end quote. So obviously the last part of that, probably the most exciting part. Not that Ron Barron necessarily has inside information, but he is a huge investor in Tesla. From time to time, they may be able to pick up a little bit more details than what other people may be able to pick up. So for him to make a comment about that, you know, we don't know for sure that that would be a timeline necessarily, but it is exciting to hear that comment. And it does kind of pair with what we have seen going on at, you know, Giga Texas from Joe Tegmeyer's flyover videos, where we seem to have some equipment coming in. If you do remember back to the Walter Isaacson interview that was on this channel, Walter did mention that they have design meetings there 2 to 3 times a week to work on essentially that manufacturing line. And he did also mention, which was overlooked by a lot of people, that vehicle kind of coming out in a year. Now, that doesn't mean his comment related to actual sales or even production of that vehicle, but could just relate to maybe displaying, you know, the prototype or the concept of that. But with this vehicle, I don't expect Tesla to show it off a long time before they actually start production of it. Obviously, the Osborne effect could be pretty significant if this vehicle is quite compelling for the Model 3 and the Model Y. So it's interesting to hear this timeline, exciting to hear this timeline from Ron Barron, and just always good to hear his comments as well. Now, what's going on today is the Barron Funds Conference, or what's going on today was the Barron Funds Conference. And as a part of that, looks like Tesla hooked Ron Barron up with a Cybertruck. Jack Lipstone on X posting a really nice video here showing a little bit of a walk around of the vehicle in New York. So definitely got a lot of visibility today. This looks like a really nice unit. You know, sometimes with these pre-production vehicles, we see questionable fit and finish. That's to be expected with those early vehicles. But in this case, as you can see, the fit and finish looks tremendous on this vehicle. Hard to spot, even looking very closely, anything that's out of place or misaligned, things like that. So that bodes well. Now, Tesla sending this vehicle off as a display vehicle is obviously going to probably put a little bit of extra tender love and care on it. But nevertheless, exciting to see that. And just really good shots in general. Some here from Rhea on X as well. So I'll just cycle through those. But again, you can just see how strong the fit and finish looks across this vehicle. Hopefully we'll see more of that at the delivery event in a little bit less than 3 weeks. You can see here as well the front camera. I always like to take a look at these newer prototypes and just make sure that they do have that, since we've had a little bit of confusion on that with the Highland Model 3 and with the S and the X. So good to see that. And then Tesla's head of IR, Martin Viecha, today posted on X saying that the random drawing for the Cybertruck event has been completed. They haven't actually sent the invites out. He says that will happen soon-ish. So I don't think we've seen too many, or I don't think we've seen anyone that's received those invites yet. That should happen. And then remember, people will also be getting invites from the referral program. And it does mention that people will be able to have plus ones here as well. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Definitely exciting for those that get to attend that event. Then we got an update from Joe Tegmeyer as well. A lot of new Cybertrucks spotted today. He said 14 in total that he saw outside. Nice image here. Probably the most, I think, that we've seen in one, at least one frame at Giga Texas, with 10 all side by side here. So always fun to see those, as those numbers seem to increase ahead of the delivery event. Now, perhaps relatedly to that, Spotted Model on X, who I think has given us some early insight into some things that have happened before, is saying that Tesla is currently lending out some Cybertrucks to YouTube and other influencers, with the agreement to not share details ahead of the November 30th event. basically to prepare the reviews, have those ready to go same day as the Cybertruck delivery event happens. Now, I think that would be a good move. I think that there's obviously going to be a lot of attention around those. And I think this is probably more likely than not accurate, because remember, we did see that Top Gear Cybertruck, or the Top Gear crew with the Cybertruck out in California testing that out, which seemed to be doing a very similar thing to what we're talking about here. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see these show up on some major automotive channels, and hopefully in some that are a little bit more truck focused and things like that. So we'll see on that, but exciting if that is the case. And if there are a lot of these going out, although people are obviously not supposed to disclose details, could make it a little bit more likely that we start to see some of those things a little bit more before the event. All right, moving on. Next today, we've got an update from CNEV Post. They are reporting that SAIC GM has partnered with Tesla to essentially integrate the supercharging network, or partner with the supercharging network, for their electric vehicles in China. Now, it's a little bit different than what we've been talking about with the North American charging standard NACS connectors, those types of partnerships that we've seen here in the US. Obviously, Tesla not using those connectors in China. So although this wouldn't be based off of the specific type of connector, it would be based off of access, and in particular, integration into things like mobile apps and likely navigation specifically within the vehicles, allowing them to sort of, you know, seamlessly connect in a way that a Tesla vehicle would. So that type of integration, obviously that will make things a lot easier, probably make those superchargers more frequently visited by these other types of vehicles. And I would guess that this is kind of the tip of the iceberg for further partnerships like this from other automakers in China, which could be quite significant over time. So we'll keep an eye out for more on that. Other than that, the release doesn't give us a whole lot of information, but I'm sure that we'll eventually learn a little bit more about that. Right, next we've got a report from Automotive News. They are talking about new data from Experian for EV market share in the United States and registration data in the US from the January to September period. For that period, they are saying that EV share in the US has risen to 7.4% of the market. That is up from 7.1% specifically in January, so that's a year-to-date number versus a specific month number, but you can see that the growth hasn't really been all that significant so far this year, from where it was prior, you know, earlier this year at least. Year over year, however, it has increased. EV registrations have increased 61%. So you kind of put those two things together, you can kind of see it tapering a little bit, which is probably no surprise given what we have heard in the market, and obviously Tesla being a big part of the growth, and that potentially tapering off here in more recent quarters, especially this last quarter, with some production downtime and things like that. So when we talk about market share, obviously Tesla gets compared, you know, to other EVs as though 57.4% is somehow a bad number. If that's a number that is declining from where it was previously, which was around 66% last year, that gets highlighted as Tesla losing market share. But we've walked through this before. It's a pretty simple exercise. If EV registrations are growing at 61% and Tesla's only growing at 40% or something like that, then by, you know, just by math, that results in Tesla losing market share. But when you're above 50% market share, that also means that you're outselling every other EV company combined in the United States. And that is still the case here for Tesla year to date. So it's a lot easier to grow, as we know, from a lower base. You know, you're talking about companies that have maybe a tenth of the amount of volume that Tesla has. It's a lot easier for them to grow above 61% than it would be for Tesla at, you know, more than half the market. So I would anticipate we continue to see that for quite a long period of time, although we do seem to have, you know, lower growth investments from these other companies. Now, specifically for Tesla, they say registrations grew, Experian data says registrations grew 41% year to date for Tesla in that period. Again, this is going back to September, so it's a little bit dated now, but for September specifically, they say that growth was 8% year over year for that month, and they highlighted a 12% drop in Model 3 registrations, which, of course, we could, you know, attribute at least a little bit to the updates that we were made aware of actually on September 1st from the sort of international announcement. So, you know, likely, as we have talked about, that's going to have an effect on Model 3, but hopefully Tesla can stymie that a little bit, maybe reduce production a little bit, and things we've seen so far with pricing and things like that. So hopefully Highland will reverse that trend, but could be in that situation in Q4 as well. We will see. All right, next we do have a quick update to the referral program, potentially relevant to what we just talked about there. Tesla is adding 6 months of free supercharging to the referral program for the Model 3 and the Model Y. You'll still get 3 months of full self-driving capability, but the 6 months of free supercharging being added to the referral program there through the end of the year. So you have to take delivery before December 31st for that. And then Tesla did also post an update on their Gigafactories handle on X. Just a quick sort of nice little preview video or a little bit of a cinematic video of the new lobby at Giga Berlin. So kind of fun to see that and some of the just design aesthetics that Tesla has chosen there. As we've seen before, they're, you know, trying to make that a pretty artistic factory and really bring that in. And I think that reflects in the lobby as well. So just kind of a cool video. I'll let that play here for a second so we can see it all. And you can see the Quicksilver Model Y as well. I guess not all of it, but you can, again, find it at Gigafactories on X. Then another YouTube or another video today was posted by LK Machinery. So this is actually part of the parent company that owns Idra. This is an Asian company. They posted this video of their 16,000-ton Gigapress. So we've actually talked about these before. We don't necessarily know who the customer for this Gigapress is yet. If they, you know, I would assume that they would have a customer in the automotive segment for this vehicle or for this casting machine. But we don't know. We don't have confirmation that that would be Tesla. Now, we have had Reuters reports that Tesla is working on sort of next-level gigacasting for the next-generation vehicle. That could be related to what we're seeing here. But regardless of whether it's Tesla or not, interesting to see this scale up, obviously in a very significant way, from the 9,000-ton Gigapress, which was already a step up from the 6,000-ton presses that Tesla's using in, you know, current production vehicles with the Model Y. 9,000-ton soon to be with production vehicles for the Cybertruck. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if we hear any more about it, but kind of exciting progress there. All right, last few things. Quick one on Elon here. So there is, we've got a variety as a source, probably for the first time on Tesla Daily. They are confirming or reporting that there is a biopic of Elon Musk that is in development based off of the Isaacson biography. And Darren Aronofsky is going to be directing this. So director of The Whale, Requiem for a Dream, Black Swan, quite a few very famous movies, is going to be directing this. So interesting, it was apparently pretty heavily, a lot of competition for the rights to the book for this film. I don't know what the timeline will be, but obviously it'll be pretty interesting to see when that comes out. Hopefully it'll do a good job of being fair. Elon seems to like the choice. Said, glad Darren is doing it. He is one of the best. So I'm sure we'll have more news on that in the future. Then just a couple updates here on UAW. So as we've talked about, the agreements were tentatively reached for UAW contracts. However, although that might seem like it's done, it's not actually quite done. So workers at GM's Flint assembly plant, they actually voted against ratifying this. And it sounds like some other GM factories have also voted against it. Now, I don't know what the total tally is for all GM, you know, union workers, but it sounds like they, among the three, are having the most difficulty, or at least in early votes, are having the most difficulty passing this through. So it might not be such a foregone conclusion that this passes for them. It'll be interesting. I would still expect that it does, but still kind of interesting to see that in some cases, workers are voting against it. So something to keep an eye on there as we go forward. And then Sean Fain, again, commenting today, just relating to union aspirations of expanding to other automakers. Obviously, Tesla would be a focus of that. Just saying that that will give them a lot more negotiating leverage in 2028 with new contracts if they're able to, you know, expand to other automakers. So that continues to be a point of topic or a talking point for Fain. And I would expect that that will be the case for quite some time. All right, and then looking at the calendar for next week, just a quick reminder, as I mentioned last week, I am unfortunately going to be off on Monday and Tuesday just for a conference that I'm going to, so should be back on Wednesday. We will get CPI and PPI reports next week. Those will be on Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll keep an eye on that and how that might affect interest rate expectations. And then hopefully, big item next week, we could see a Starship second test flight. SpaceX posting on X today that they are preparing to launch as early as November 17th, pending final regulatory approval. So we talked yesterday about them setting up the flight termination system as a pretty strong sign that this was likely coming soon. Although they do say pending final regulatory approval, I would guess that SpaceX has a pretty good idea of when that is happening based on this. And as you can see here, nice little bonus in the release video of Cybertruck driving around towing a Raptor engine there. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Exciting times at SpaceX. All right, that'll wrap it up for today and for the week. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on X at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you next Wednesday for the November 15th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.